Hello, my friend, Alicia Lynn Diaz here with the Peaceful Soul Podcast, conversations and meditations to help you live a more authentically calm and peaceful life. And today I want to share with you just some strategies and perspective around dealing with heavy emotions. I've really missed you guys. I've been in a bit of a cave the last 3 to 6 months, dealing with some very heavy emotions myself and going through a lot of transitions and grief and the ending of a relationship and moving and all kinds of things. And in my authentic process, I didn't realize I was going to do this, but I just went deep within myself, as is often required when we're navigating challenges in life, especially when there's a lot of different layers to it all at once. So I'm very grateful to be back here with all of you. And I also have been working with clients in my one-on-one practice. I just haven't been out here socially sharing a lot of teachings, but I've been, the inspiration has been building inside of me as I've been coaching and working with mentoring, guiding my one-on-one clients through a process of inner transformational healing, healing trauma, realigning their bodies, getting their energy levels back, resetting their gut, all those types of things that we do in this comprehensive type of work. But emotions are one of the biggest things that we have to learn how to navigate, because our society and as children, we were never taught how to deal with emotions and how to move emotions through our being and through our body in a healthy way that doesn't end up hurting someone else. So oftentimes we become afraid of our emotions because when we've seen people have these emotions in the past, usually they were directed at us, or they have somehow hurt us, right? So we've witnessed, maybe you can remember a moment when you were a child or at any point in your life where you experienced someone being angry. And if they were angry at you, there's this inflection of like, oh, anger equals pain to me. It means I did something wrong. And so if you experience the emotion of anger, having never been modeled it in a healthy way, how to move that emotion through in a healthy way, then you will often suppress that experience inside of yourself, or possibly even make yourself wrong, because a lot of our identity comes into this. So we say, and I had a client say this to me recently. She was like, oh no, she's like, that I know I had all this anger and like hatred come up. And she's like, I didn't even want to admit it, that I had hatred or that I had anger. And she said, because I know it's not me. So I need to forgive. I need to let it go. And essentially the strategy, especially now in, if we've done work on ourselves, right? As I imagine you have, if you're in this conversation with me, you've probably done a lot of inner work on yourself, and perhaps you're going down a spiritual path. If you're attracted to this topic of being a peaceful soul, you know, you're a meditator, you're someone who's contemplative, you're someone who's gentle and kind and caring, and probably most likely has a highly sensitive nervous system or is a highly sensitive person in general, right? You're an empath, or you feel very sensitive to energies around you in your environment, and you notice that that you can take on those emotions, but you also are very committed to purifying your emotions so that you're not projecting onto others. And so it's very beautiful and valuable to learn this art of letting go of the emotions. But letting go of the emotion doesn't mean bypassing it. It doesn't mean saying, it doesn't mean switching too quick, for example, of anger. It doesn't mean if you're angry at someone because you feel hurt by them, it doesn't mean skipping so quickly to forgiveness, because there's an authentic process that wants to unfold. Letting go of an emotion actually means surrendering to it in such a way that it authentically moves through your physiology as a sensation, not directed towards someone, but as a sensation, and it moves through, and then you return to peace on the other side of having that authentic experience. Now, there's a caveat here that I'm going to share with you, but then we're going to tie it back into dealing with heavy emotions. So the caveat is this. There's a wisdom and a discernment that will develop inside of you as you start to face your emotions, feel your emotions, and learn how to move them through in a healthy way, deal with the heavy emotions. Because sometimes when we're really repressed for our emotions for a long time, or there's a genuine emotion that has been buried inside of us, that I like to call these fragmented parts of our psyche, these parts of ourselves, these different shadow characters that live within our psyche, these fragmented parts of us that haven't been met, that haven't been felt, that haven't been expressed in years, months, or even decades of our lives, those fragmented parts have something authentically to release. So getting in touch with that is phase one, to learn how to genuinely emote. Then what can happen is we get, oh, these emotions, it feels so good and freeing. And then we think the emotions are going to be the thing that frees us. So the emotions can actually start controlling us. And then we can create more drama in our life unnecessarily by feeding and watering emotional expression in a way that's actually not supportive to us. So then we just start, I have to feel my emotions and I'm feeling all this emotion and you need to hold space for me to feel this emotion because I'm going through an emotional experience. Because maybe, you know, there's this pendulum swing to the other side. You used to repress your emotions, or you weren't allowed or didn't feel safe to feel emotions, perhaps when you were younger or whatever, and then you swing to the other side of the pendulum. Wow, it feels so freeing to feel my emotions. Now I'm requiring my feeling of emotions constantly. So that's where your discernment and your wisdom come in. There's an authentic, genuine expression of emotion. Can you relate to this, by the way? I'm sharing this from my own personal experience too, and I have to catch myself. So this is where wisdom comes in. This is where the cultivation of your inner wisdom comes in, by you recognizing what's a genuine emotional release and what is me fabricating emotional release because that has become comfortable. The idea here is not to emote and to express emotion for the sake of expressing emotion. This will create a feedback loop in your life where you're just constantly in this emotional roller coaster. This is not the point. This is not what I'm talking about here. What we're talking about is how to deal with the authentic heaviness of emotions so that you can return to peace. Peace being the state of neutrality, of acceptance, of equanimity, of the true essence of your soul, truly being at peace. And peace and spiritual awakening is the point of emotional expression. We're not emotional expression for the sake of emotional expression, not for the sake of feeding the ego that wants to keep you locked in negative emotion, for example, or in heavy emotion, but rather to return to peace, to have more clarity, to have more what we call in the Vedas sattva, genuine sattva. So there's three levels or three categories of these qualities in the Vedas, the ancient wisdom from India. That's universal wisdom applied to all human beings, to all of creation, in fact, but we'll look at it through this lens. So sattva, rajas, and tamas. Tamas is our ignorance. So these three gunas, these three qualities of sattva, rajas, and tamas exist in our mind, exist in our emotions. And tamas is the principle of our ignorance. Tamas is the things that are in our blind spot that we can't see. It's that fragmented part of yourself that I was saying before that is unbeknownst to you, that has been clamped down, locked up, hasn't expressed its emotion, maybe a part of you you haven't met yet. It's our ignorance. Rajas is like a kinetic energy. Rajas is excitation. Rajas is also like fire in some ways. So we can use this fire of our higher intelligence to break up the inertia, so the potential energy of tamas, this stuck energy, where rajas is kinetic energy. So it goes in there, it moves, it starts to shake things up. This is where emotional expression comes in, releasing the emotion. And then on the other side of rajas, as you lift out of tamas to rajas, and rajas then naturally gives way, if we allow it, to sattva or sattva. Sattva is this principle of purity and clarity and gentleness and ease and peace. It's purity, it's clarity. So on the other side, it's hard to get from ignorance straight to clarity. We need to use this emotional expression as an opportunity to return to sattva. Because sattva, the peace itself, the just general peacefulness, is a little too subtle. It's a very subtle quality. It's too subtle to break through the shadows of our own ignorance. We need that kinetic energy, that movement, that a little bit of excitation to excite and pull up whatever is buried under the surface. And then on the other side of that is your clarity, is your freedom, is your peacefulness, and is not a bypass. So whenever you find yourself going into some mode where you're like, I shouldn't feel this way, ask yourself, how can I accept myself even more deeply in this moment? What am I really feeling? And tune back into your body, to the physical body sensation. Where does that energy emotion live? Sometimes it's numb. If we had trauma in our past, we might experience a hypervigilance, meaning we're easily excitable, or this easily excitableness could also be a dullness, where we numb out because we're so afraid of the emotion itself. Our whole being, kind of our whole affect, goes flat or dull or, just we can't feel. So even if it is a numbness, just notice, where do you notice it? So before I go deeper into this practice of what to do with the heavy emotion, I want to tie it back into your health, wellness, and physiology for just a moment. So what happens if you don't get in touch with the emotion? What happens if you allow it to continue stagnating, or you continue to tell yourself, I shouldn't feel that way? So in the case of my recent client that I was telling you about earlier, she said, well, that's not who I am. And she had this identity wrapped up in who she is and that she shouldn't be feeling that thing. So this is where it gets tricky, because if we start to say, if we feel, have an emotional experience that takes away from who we really are, then our identity says we are this way and we can't be this way. And that creates a split in your psyche. This drains your bandwidth to experience life, the beauty of life that is all around you. This will sabotage your health and wellness. This will create insomnia. This will create anxiety. This will make your gut go in turmoil. And because our gut is not only digesting our food, our gut is digesting our emotions, our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our past experiences. Your gut is digesting everything that comes in through your five senses. Every bit of media you consume, your gut on an energetic level is digesting. So if you deny emotions, that you have them or whatnot, you're creating this split in your psyche and this split in your energy. It makes you hypervigilant to other people's emotions and makes you think that they're the problem. When as an empath, it's very easy to be like, I'm an empath. That's my identity. These other people's emotions are too much for me. I need to go hide in a cave. I can't deal. We will feel that when we have the split, when we haven't come to terms with some kind of emotional experience inside of us. And then what happens is this fragmented part of yourself, this little character that's a part of you, is repressed and repressed and buried and buried and shunned. And that part of you starts controlling your actions, your thoughts, your subconscious. It is your subconscious. And it starts sabotaging your health and wellness. And it actually starts controlling your physiology. Because if you won't allow yourself to get in touch with the emotion, if you won't allow yourself to face this part of you that has feelings, that needs to emote, that needs to be witnessed, that needs to be heard, it will start to pull strings of your physiology to get your attention. It will shut you down with fatigue, or it will create pain in your body, or it will create digestive upset. It will create headaches. It will create all kinds of things, random pains in your back, in your body, in your belly, cramp in your foot, cramp in your leg, restless legs. It can create anything to get your attention. That's a story for a whole nother time, more of the patterns of how that shows up physiologically. But just recognize that the more you identify with the emotions and say, it's me or it's not me, or I'm only allowed to experience these certain emotions and not these, the heavy emotions, and you try to push them away, the more that they can actually control you. So. But how freeing it is to realize that the emotions actually aren't us. So I shared this with my client the other day, and I helped her see, and I want to share this with you, that the emotions, that you are not any of the emotions. You are so much more vast beyond these emotions. You, my dear, are the ocean. The oceans are merely the little ripples on the surface. They're not the ocean. You are the vast depth of pure consciousness in human form. The emotions are ripples on the surface that are just to be that, just to be ripples. They're sensations that, like waves, move through your body and then they trickle out and dissipate. And so to allow yourself to return to the ocean of stillness within is to give yourself the gift of really who you truly are, the vast ocean of consciousness. You are but one drop in the ocean, but you are also the entire ocean in one drop. And so every moment you can allow yourself to come back to this authentic peace within, you become peace itself. And so what do we do when these ripples come into our awareness? What do we do when it feels so real and so heavy? First, I invite you to recognize that the emotion that you're feeling is, one, valid and okay to feel, and two, that it's not you. So first you want to associate that, okay, this isn't the real me. But I want to give this part of me, this very real human part of me, an opportunity to experience what he or she is experiencing. So you almost want to imagine that the emotion is the emotion. Like, you want to treat this part of you with love, compassion, and care, as if a child is coming to you upset. You don't say, no, don't feel that way. You shouldn't be upset about that thing. Like, is that how you would speak to someone you love? Is that how you would speak to an innocent, pure child that's having an emotional experience? No, you would reassure them and say that it's okay and take them into your lap and just hold them as the wave passes. And then you return to peace on the other side. So same thing with yourself. Hold yourself as the wave passes. As the wave comes up, you can try this practice. So acknowledge and recognize and then invite it to the surface. So if there's an emotion that's ripe, you can't force emotions that aren't ripe. But if there's an emotion that's ripe and you're having this heavy emotion, you allow it to come to the surface. You allow it to express itself. And then rather than letting the mind go into the spiraling stories of why you're feeling that way, all the things that are wrong, what he did, she said, whatever, the stories that the mind creates, rather than going into the mind's story, bring it back just to the here and now, to the sensation that's in your body. So if you're feeling fear, anxiousness, anger, whatever it might be, just notice it as a sensation. Where does it live in your body? You might notice it, oh, you know, it's creating a tightness here in my solar plexus, feels tight, okay? Or I feel tension in my head, or I feel tension here, or I feel nauseous, or I feel just really heavy all over, malaise, heaviness. Whatever that is, just start to notice the emotion through bodily sensation. If it's numb, just be with the numbness and just reassure yourself that it's safe to feel. It's okay, it's safe to feel. Okay, then the numbness usually passes once you are just present and okay with the numbness. And then underneath that, there's an emotional experience or there's a sensation. So you be with the sensation. Notice your breath. Is your breath shallow? Is it rapid? Is it tight? Are you puffing up your chest when you inhale? Can you bring it down into your belly? Take a few deep breaths into your lower abdomen and just give yourself full presence. Give this emotional experience as if you're holding a child in your lap, your full presence without distracting, without trying to do something to distract yourself, scroll, clean the refrigerator, do the dishes, do the whatever. Just be with yourself and witness. There is a part of you, your soul, your higher self, your consciousness, however you want to call it. There is a part of you that is always witnessing through the lens of pure awareness, pure witness, pure sattva, pure wisdom. So when you can take a step away from this experience that's happening and still move the emotions, like you're holding the child, right? It's like you get to create a little space between your witness self and the experience that you're having, your human self or your child self or your this part of you. And that allows the emotion to blossom like a flower. You'll know that it's working when it gets more intense. It gets more intense. You might cry. You might need to scream into a pillow. You might need to make sound. You might need to make a facial expression. So One of the things, I read this study a really long time ago. I'm going to butcher it if I try to quote it exactly, but I'll just share with you my takeaway message, was that it was observing babies, right, in their most innocent, humans in their most innocent and pure form. Babies make these faces and they emote so purely without any conditioning, without, you know, holding themselves back. As adults, we like choke it up and try to hold ourselves back, right? And this is inappropriate. Where like there's no filter for a baby. They make all these horrible faces, even if they're just feeling a sensation like gas in their belly, they make the faces and they move their limbs in such a way that helps it express. And they make sounds and they cry or whatever. They wail and scream, whatever they need to do. This is a beautiful reminder. This is the way that human physiology expresses emotions out of it. Like move the waves through. These waves on the ripples on the surface of the ocean move through you. And for a moment, it will get intense and it will feel like you are being tossed and turned in the waves. And that's okay, because for a moment your consciousness is being tossed and turned and beat up in the waves, right? That part of you is going through it. Your human is going through it and your consciousness is witnessing it. But you go through, it will blossom, you'll know it's working because it gets more intense. And then give yourself permission to make the distorted face, to move your body in the way it needs to move, and to make the sound that is authentic to that part of you. If you need to go somewhere, if you feel too filtered because you're afraid other people can hear you, then just go somewhere that you can be alone. But go somewhere that you can be in presence with yourself, not a distraction of yourself. Wail and cry or yell or whatever you need to do. Say the thing that you've never been able to say to someone that caused you pain. But just say it to the pillow, to the altar of your heart, to the river, to the fire, to the sun. Just offer it. Offer it freely. Nature is constantly in full bloom and expression. Well, it's not constantly in full bloom. It's constantly in expression, right? And we can offer, we are a part of nature, so we are expressing these elements. And they're all cyclical, just like nature. You have seasons of darkness, of winter. You have seasons of pain and ignorance and depression and loneliness and solitude. And you have seasons of shedding and letting go leading into that, right? You have seasons of purification. And you have seasons of new life, of new buds, of new waves, of newness, of warmth, of radiance, of excitement, of passion. These are all seasons, just like the seasons of our year. You have these seasons inside of you. Whatever emotion is coming up and moving through your sensation of your body in any given moment, they're just seasons. They're just ripples on the surface. They're just the nature in you going through its cycles. This too shall pass, right? There's wisdom. You can't make nature wrong. If you fight nature, you always lose in some way. So give yourself permission to hold yourself through the experience, whatever it may be, and allow yourself this gift of witnessing, of not over-identifying with the emotion, of not labeling and judging yourself for having an emotion, but rather just experiencing what you're experiencing and allowing it to ripen. When it ripens, it will come to the surface, and there's peace on the other side of that. So let me know how this goes for you. If you need any support, you can always reach out to me via email, hello@alishalindiaz.com. And we can book a call if you're interested in doing one-on-one coaching, or we can get you information about my programs around this, the Enlightened Body System and other programs. My website's alishalindiaz.com. If you're listening in here on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button so I continue to support you in all of these most important ways to help you return to your wholeness and reclaim the fullness that is you, reclaim your inner peace. And if you're listening in on the Peaceful Soul podcast, also make sure that you subscribe through your favorite platform and stay connected here in this mode. You can also write a review and share with your friends so that this important repatterning of healing our connection to our emotions can be spread. Because the more you do this for yourself, the more you're able to do this for others and hold the space for your children and teach them the right way, you know, the healthier way to deal with emotions, and you can support others more. So it's hard for us to support others in places that we are unable to go ourselves. So giving yourself this gift, learning this proficiency on how to allow the emotions to come to the surface and blossom through makes you even more strong and resilient without just trying to be strong because you're repressing emotion. That's not real strength. Real strength is allowing yourself the vulnerability and the authenticity to feel what you're feeling, but to not identify with it overly, right? To identify more with the higher truth of who you are without making your lower nature as human wrong. So please do comment in below this video and let me know how it goes. Let me know what's one emotion that you're feeling right now that you want to try this practice with. And I'll see you on the next episode. Om Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Many, many blessings to you. And thank you so much for being here with me. And I'll talk to you very soon. Lots of love.